good evening, everyone. It's remember the date, March 15th, 2010. This is the PNB Elections Committee conference call. I'm Bill Crozier convening the meeting. And Ken, would you be able to call the roll for us, please?
All right. Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Okay, Dan Spiegel. Anthony Fest.
Here.
Okay, Sean Casey O'Brien.
Present.
Good. Ken Aaron, present. Fred Klunder. Bill Crozier.
I'm here.
Okay, Wesley Bethune. Wesley, I heard him before.
I got a call waiting. I'm going to get him in just a second. I'll be back.
Okay. Melinda. Campbell.
Here.
Okay, is Melinda there? Okay, Renee Bowser.
Here.
Okay, Peter Tucker.
Here.
Good. Alex Steinberg.
Here.
Alex? Did I hear Alex? Okay, Russell Dale.
Here.
Okay, Maneja Saba. Okay, and are there any other people whose names I didn't mention? Are there anybody aware of excused absences? A request for an excused absence. Okay, so the people that...
I guess I'll put in a request for Maneja Saba because...
Last call. Dan Spiegel, Fred Klunder, Melinda Ile-Don, I might have got that wrong, Alex Steinberg, and Maneja Saba. Did somebody just come on?
Alex just came on.
That's Alex Steinberg.
Yeah.
Okay, so those are the people not present, and there's no one else here. Carolyn Byrne, Les Radke, Ahmad Anderson, Arlene Engelhardt are not present. Okay, roll call is complete. We certainly have a quorum.
Okay, thank you. Can you still hear me?
Can I just... Okay.
Can you still hear me?
The next step, Chair, would be... approval of agenda and secretary, I guess. We have an agenda, Chair. Is the chair with us? Did I lose it? Am I on? Hello?
Yes, you're there. I can hear you.
Okay, Bill, are you still there?
Did he go to contact someone else?
Yeah, I think that's what he did. I think he went to contact somebody.
Hey, this is Tracy. Quick question. If I need to mute out, which I might, what's the code for this line?
If you have a mute on your phone, try that. Otherwise, Sean, you're a pro on this. What's the code? Do you know?
I don't want to give it out. Are we over the air yet? We don't want to give it out when we're on the screen.
No, not the code.
Pound
not
one.
The security code.
Pound
just
pound
mute,
one.
Mute the
pound
phone.
Pound one.
Thanks.
This is Bill. I'm back.
Appreciate it.
Bill, was it?
Bill,
was it
can you hear me now?
Bill?
This is Bill, can you hear me now?
Was an agenda distributed?
This is Bill. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I was. Dropped. I was trying to get Wesley, I think, was trying to call me, and I wasn't able to get him, but get the number.
It's complete. There are no excused absences, and we have a quorum. Has an agenda been distributed?
Yes, I distributed a draft agenda. Everybody should have gotten it through the automatic notification through KPFTX, and then I sent it real early this morning also. Anybody not get it? Let me read it briefly, I guess, for people that may be listening. Approval of agenda, 5 minutes. That's number one. Number two, elect committee chair and secretary, 10 minutes. Number three, approval of February 22nd meeting minutes and March 8th work group minutes. That's for 5 minutes. Number four, update on national election supervisor selection, 15 minutes. Number five, review of updates to January committee report on elections, 10 minutes. Number six, report from work group on RFP for contracted election tasks and cost-saving proposals, 30 minutes. Number seven, motion from Ken Aaron, 10
Starting
minutes.
The staff register.
Beg your pardon?
Correct.
Okay, and I won't read it now. If anybody wants me to, we'll get to it later. And then another motion from me, Bill Crozier, for 10 minutes. Number 9, other recommendations for PNB, ED, and NES in relation to elections for 15 minutes. New business for 5 minutes. And 11, the determine next committee meeting date, 3 minutes. And I left off action items. I like to put in action items at the end. So if we can add that, if there's no objections. Anybody have any changes they want to make to the agenda?
The only request would be, Bill, if you said you were going to send out the minutes again from the February 22nd meeting.
Actually, Ken was going to do that, I believe.
I will in a moment, as soon as I catch up.
Okay. Thank you.
May I ask a quick question?
Yes, go ahead.
I had to call back in because I did pound one to mute so I wouldn't disturb someone moving stuff around. But then I repeated that. That didn't bring it back on. So can someone tell me how to unmute?
You're supposed to be able to do the same thing, but the same thing happened to me. So I hung up and dialed back in. I thought maybe I'd...
Did I?
Count pound one's supposed to mute and then also unmute.
It wouldn't work.
If you have a cell phone that has a mute button, that's easier, but I don't know.
Hello?
Okay.
This is Russell. Can you hear me?
Yes, Russell.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to see because I tried to mute it. It didn't get muted.
Okay. You're
just talking about it.
Okay. Well, anybody else have any changes to the agenda? If not, do I hear a motion to approve the agenda as I read it? So moved. Okay. Any objections?
The only concern I have is that
Ms. Campbell?
I don't have a copy of the February 22nd or March 8th minutes.
Hey, can everybody pause for a moment while I send it to them?
Yeah. We can get back to that. We can, if you want to just propose that we take that up a little bit later in the agenda, we can do that.
Terrific. Thank
after,
you.
Like after the committee chair and secretary election?
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay. So it was a motion to, approve the minutes, the agenda, and I just amended them. Is that any objections to doing that?
No.
Without objection.
Thank you. Okay. And actually, I just look on the agenda.
When?
We already had the minutes.
No, we just made a change.
Afterwards.
We're going to do the minutes when?
Well, actually, it's already on there where I said it. It's after the committee chair, chair and secretary, so we're okay.
Okay.
I was elected committee chair pro tem. At the February meeting, we decided to wait until after all the stations elected all the representatives. So we've done that. That's happened now. So I guess nominations are in order for committee chair for the rest of the year.
I nominate Bill Kozier this, Sean.
Okay. Somebody else to nominate themselves or someone else? I'm very open to that.
Who was just nominated?
Bill Kozier.
Me, Bill Kozier.
Oh, okay. Well, I second that.
Anyone else? Don't be bashful.
You've been volunteered, Bill.
Nobody else stepped forward.
Well, we don't have to worry about secret ballots, at least. That's simple.
Yeah. Unanimous consent. There you go.
Okay, that sounds like a motion.
Yeah.
Any objections to...
move to elect Mr. Kozier chair of the elections committee by unanimous consent.
Second.
Okay. Actually, we don't need the seconds in committee, but thank you. Any objections to doing that? Okay, hearing none, then that's approved. Thank you. Now, nominations are open for secretary for the committee.
I'd nominate Ken Aaron if it wouldn't upset him too much.
Oh, I don't. It keeps me awake. It's okay. I'll accept the nomination.
Okay. Any other nominations? A lot of eager people here, huh? Okay. So here are a motion to accept Ken by acclamation, the secretary.
So moved.
Who is that,
second.
Sean?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, any objections to that? Okay, congratulations, Ken. That was quick.
Mr. Chair, this is not something we need to we need to nominate somebody to, but if you'd like, I'll be happy to be your timekeeper. I may have to leave towards the end of the meeting, and if I do, I'll give you plenty of advance notice.
Okay, thank you. Great, appreciate that. And again, let's if Ken can't make it to a meeting sometime or is too busy or whatever, let's help him out. We might need somebody else to take minutes from time to time. Okay, well, next on the agenda was approval of the February 22nd meeting minutes and the March 8th work group minutes. Did you get those yet, Campbell?
Just opening them right now.
March 8th group minutes.
March 8th was the work group, and then February 22nd was the last
regular meeting. Yeah, I don't see anything from March.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, well, just tell me when you want me to start the time on this.
Okay. If there's no objection, since Campbell just got those, can we delay that again until after the update on the national election supervisor selection?
Sounds like a plan.
I second that.
Okay. Any objections? No. Okay. All right. Well, I don't believe Les is on the call. Les Radke, did you call in? Okay, I did send him an email. He sent us an email, I think it was during the work group meeting last week. He sent it to all of us. And he's still expected to have the report finished soon. I haven't heard anything else since then. I don't know if he's still waiting on some of the LES reports, the local election supervisor reports, or not. But he did say he was working on a sort of an elections, PNB, a Pacific Elections for Dummies type manual, which could be used for the new national election supervisor this year and in the future, and the local ones. So, does anybody else have any information on that?
It's going to be a quick meeting tonight, sir.
Yeah, maybe. Well, we have some more nitty-gritty stuff later. And I guess if anybody has any suggestions, send them on to Les. Waiting for his report. And I still have not seen the ballot images or the round-by-round STV results up on Pacifica.org.
I have comments about electing an NES.
Okay, well, we don't elect an NES, but go ahead.
But the appointment of an NES.
Okay, is that Ken?
Three stations that have interim general managers, and we're trying to get National to do adequate advertising in appropriate journals and newspapers and websites to solicit submission of those positions. And we're not satisfied with National's response. I think National should be doing the same thing rather than looking to find an NES by personal contact or Ouija board or raffle.
Would you like to make a motion?
Yes. I haven't drafted it prior, but that HR should make extensive efforts to recruit a national election supervisor from the general non-profit sector with special attention to people who are involved with past records of election. I'm really doing a bad job of it. I know Tracy could make the motion much better than I can. The
only reason I want to break in is that I hear this.
That's the heavy breather guy.
Yeah, whoever was muted earlier, that helped, because we hear the noise again. I don't know if it's noise from a car or somebody breathing into their microphone.
I don't know, but I'm getting excited.
Is that you, Wesley?
Sorry, my apologies for being late.
Okay. Welcome, Wesley. Well, whoever's muted earlier and it stopped the noise, if you could do it again, we would appreciate it. Hear a lot of noise. Thank you. That worked. All right. Okay, so was that Ken that made that motion?
Yes, but I really want to defer. I really request that Tracy make the motion to nudge the HR department to do proper advertising for the NES. I don't know how to word it correctly.
Because you've been working on this, Tracy.
Your motion was in that regard.
Right? This is Russell. May I say something?
Well, yeah, go ahead, Russell.
I'm curious. I you know, because I'm new to the committee, so I'm not going to be up to speed completely on all of these things, and probably you've talked about it. But as I understand it, the year before last, the election committee decided not to have an NES, but to have an outside group run the election. Is there any reason why we haven't discussed that this year?
We did discuss it some last month and a little bit, and in the work group, but it was basically decided last month we would not do that. There was a recommendation last year that the bylaws say that we have to have an NES. The recommendation of the committee last year was that we hire a company that would have the NES as an employee and then handle most of the rest of the elections. That wasn't done, but that was the recommendation.
Right. Can I get on the queue on that?
And I believe that's in the February, our last meeting minutes, I believe, whatever we decided about that. Is that right, Ken? Do you remember?
Yes. And also, the PNB passed a resolution in 2009 declaring that an individual has to be hired as NES, not a firm. There's too much exposure to any firm that has any kind of assets to being subject to lawsuits and whatever. But the point is that the PNB passed a resolution specifying that the NES would be a natural person, an individual who is not representing a company but was just an individual. And that's in, I think I distributed that resolution.
I got it.
Russell?
Go ahead, Russell.
And that was after any work was done by the National Election Committee.
Was it Bill Crozier who just said that the recommendation actually was not to have a non-natural person be the NES, but to have a natural person be the NES, but to have them part of an outside group. And that would still be consistent with what you just said.
What I want to call the agenda, we discussed this extensively in the last meeting.
Yeah.
And it's been covered by the PNB, business.
It's sort of moot anyway, because there's not time, if we wanted to do it, there's not time now to do that.
Okay, I apologize. I just wanted to hear something about it. That's
point of information.
Campbell? Yes, Campbell.
Yes, in the minutes from last time, as indicated by Ken, that the bylaws call for an individual, not a firm. I've reviewed the minutes, and I don't see any such indication. Now we're understanding that there was a resolution passed, and this is an indication that there's an individual and not a firm, and I would like to see that resolution, because just in terms of the factual basis upon which, it seems decisions are being made, there seem to be some inaccuracies. I'm looking right now at where it says under the motion that the PNB pick an individual natural person as NES, and quotation from Ken is that bylaws call for an individual, not a firm. And the bylaw section that I'm looking at regarding National Election Supervisor, which is Article 4 under Delegates, Section 4, Subsection A, does not provide that kind of indication.
Could you please quote what it says, Campbell?
There's a full paragraph here.
But you're interpreting it. What does it say that does not indicate a natural person?
In May of each year, in which there will be an election of delegates by the members, the executive director shall appoint a national election supervisor whose role shall be to oversee and certify the fairness of the delegates' elections in each station area and to confirm said elections' compliance with the bylaws. The national election supervisor shall also oversee the nominations process, the preparation of the ballots, and the counting of the ballots, and shall prepare a written statement reporting the results of every election for distribution to the members or posting on the foundation's and radio stations' websites. To be eligible...
Let me start.
Okay, subsequent to what
Campbell's referring... We did pass a motion.
Having worked with a company, which indicates they're talking about an individual, not a firm... or a fictitious person.
There's no specification in here that would be an individual.
It's in the following sentences that you didn't finish reading.
Well, can I interrupt for a minute, please? Let's make it shorter. We passed a motion last month that sort of makes this moot anyway. We passed a motion, the motion that Sean presented, that we recommend that the PNB pick an individual as an NES. And then the other part of it is that we're really late already, and it takes more time if we're going to...
But if the motion's based on misinformation, I think that, you know, charging forward with misinformation and then the... statement that, well, there's a resolution passed. I would like to see the resolution. I mean,
This is Tracy. Could you put me on the stack, please?
Okay, yeah, Tracy.
Yeah, sure, too.
Russell Stack?
Well, let me raise... I guess I'm going to rule this out of order. I mean, you can appeal this if you want, because the item on the agenda is update on the National Election Supervisor's election. I know this is related to that, but we did pass a motion last month, and it was also based on the fact that the bylaws, the timeline on the bylaws as amended a couple of years ago, say that we should hire an NES by March 1st.
Right.
And it's already past that. So if we were to contract, you know, put out an RFP for a company and then get reproposals and review those, it would take even much longer. And I think that was part of the discussion we had last month. I don't know why each person had voted the way they did, but we did vote.
Yeah, but the same thing holds if you hire an individual. You have to put out, put out a call for the individual, and it's already past March 1st.
Well, we don't have to. That'd be a good idea. But I'm talking too much. But and Sean, are you keeping time for us? I'm sorry, I didn't tell you when to start.
Yes, we have 5 minutes and 6 seconds.
Okay. So Tracy was on the stack, I believe.
Yes, for a long time. Is it okay? Hi.
Yes.
Okay, so two quick things. In terms of Ken's motion, I just want to be fair about the fact that Pacifica's human resources director is unfortunately rather involved in serving as KPFA's interim general manager at the moment. So to be fair, that is probably the reason why things are not happening that need to happen. So what I'd suggest with Ken's motion is that perhaps this committee could take a role in putting out job advertisements. I mean, certainly LSB committees in KPFA's signal area have put out job announcements in the past on relevant lists that are free, and that may be something that as a group we can kind of take on. I think between all of us, if everybody placed in 10 outlets, it would be done. So that's one suggestion. The second thing is I just wanted to point out that the two motions that we passed last week have been passed on to the PNB. They are to some degree out of our hands, and certainly they can be debated on the PNB, but they can't really be revisited, I think, inside the committee once we've sort of passed them on. And the motion that I put forward was actually amended and then co-sponsored by Campbell, and it does say the PNB directs the executive director to hire National Election Supervisor as an independent contractor for the 2010 elections, and then it goes on to talk about the Elections Committee redeveloping the RFP to a completed state this year, so a thorough multi-bid competitive process could be engaged in and potentially an outside contractor in place by December 20th, 2011 for the next cycle. And I thought, I mean, that passed, I think, with a rather large majority vote, with Campbell's amendments, so I'm not quite sure why we're going backwards.
The amendment that I had was...
Could I, Campbell, let me ask if there's anybody that hasn't spoken yet on the subject that wants to speak.
Well, Tracy covered my points, and I just want to associate myself with her remarks, and as far as I'm concerned, this is a moot issue. It's up with the ED and the PNB, and I really take some... umbrage at people mischaracterizing things as motions being based on faulty information when that is but their opinion. Thank you very much.
It's in the minutes.
Ken on the stack.
Who just spoke?
That's
Ken
Sean.
Might have been Campbell.
Okay, Ken.
Briefly, I just emailed out that PNB director from 209. And I accept Tracy's statement as appropriate. I hadn't considered the fact that, or wasn't aware that Ahmad was covering. So perhaps that's the most pragmatic thing to do. If somebody could suggest a way of distributing that, or somebody, you know, who can do it? Who can get the aid?
I don't want to make that an emotion just for the. I mean, it what was it, to recommend that we, the members of this committee, help with the job search?
Yeah, that the members of the election committee be charged with distributing the NES job announcement to all relevant no-cost websites.
That's good, but just in discussion, Tracy, do we have a specification for it, right? RPF or whatever it's called?
For the job, well, we have the existing job description from last year.
Great.
And, you know, presumably that's still okay. If it's not, then that complicates things. But we have what was used last year.
So could we form
May I get on the stack?
Was that Renee?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, go ahead, Renee.
My question was, is that if we just use small websites that may not come to the attention of someone who may know how to do it, aren't we putting ourselves back to the same people that have done it in the past and not done it very well? Can we try to go an extra mile knowing that with just the reality at our station was that it was not done properly? And so can we try to find people that aren't already, you know, that we already have in play, like the Les Radkeys and the other people who have done that well?
Mr. Chair, this is Sean for the staff.
Sean?
Yeah.
Let me ask, first, is there anybody else that hasn't spoken on this subject that wants to speak? Okay. Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, no, you know, I'm sorry that they have big problems with their local election supervisor, but there are a couple of election supervisors, specifically at KPFA and KPFK, who did super jobs. And I would encourage both of them to apply, and I would encourage this committee to look at them very carefully, because they did a really great job, and I'm sorry that you had such poor experiences in Washington, D.C. Thank you. And we are at time.
May I add, I'm sorry, I wasn't talking about the local election supervisor. I was talking about the national election supervisor.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I just want you to know that there was a lot of local people who did really good work. And
okay,
we are at time.
Point. Well, we're at time. We can go ahead and vote on this motion. That's agreeable to everybody.
Yeah, I call, Secretary calls for Tracy to restate the motion.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
The motion is that the PNB Election Committee take on the task of distributing the NES job description to as diverse a group of online job sites as they can brainstorm, and I guess that should be no-cost online job sites that they can brainstorm.
And, okay, good.
I don't know if it's a point of information or I
Sean?
Just have a question. Yeah, you know, I wouldn't know. I'm happy to help out in any way I can, but I wouldn't know where to begin and what would be the appropriate sites. And I hope somebody with a little more wisdom than me can give me some guidance, because I'm happy to help out any way I can. I just wouldn't know where to begin, actually.
I'll be glad to send this on to the PNB and to Arlene and to Ahmad, and we'll see if we get some other suggestions.
Yeah, I mean, I would comment that I think Ahmad has that list, and it might be saving him some time just to work from it. I know that KPFA's GM search committee from a couple years ago also constructed a list that's pretty good.
Okay.
And I presume I could make that list available.
Okay, but the fact of the motion is that we're going to help. Is that basically what you mean? We're going
to
help.
I can on this back just for a second. I think there's a few things to clean up on this, but I think we should go ahead and vote on this motion and then decide if we can talk Tracy into being in charge of the activity and how we present the results of this to the executive director, who is the one who makes the decision. We don't.
Okay, are we ready to vote on it?
Vote on this.
Do we have any budget at all for this?
Okay, if we're gonna continue to discuss it, we need a motion to extend time because we're at time.
I make a motion to extend time because I'm just trying to figure out
how long.
Is that Renee?
Yes.
Okay. For how long? Extend time for how long?
5 minutes at the most.
Okay. Well, my answer would be I don't know.
Is there any objections to extending time for 5 minutes? Hearing none, then. Okay, go ahead. Did you want to say any more about that, Renee?
Well, yeah, I'm just trying to find out, do we have no budget so that's why we have to do only online where maybe fewer people might see it rather than making more of a push where we might be able to get someone that might do a better job than last year, and I'm talking about national election supervisors.
What are you suggesting, Renee, besides online job sites? I'm just asking.
I'm suggesting that maybe we could put it in some newspapers that may have national, very small, that may have national or regional...
Ken on the stack.
National or regional breadth.
Was that Ken for the stack?
Yeah.
Okay, well, did you finish?
I think that's...
Hold on, Ken.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think it's just a question of finding out from national if they have a budget and if they would let us do that. I mean, I don't think it's a problem. I just don't know the answer.
Okay.
As to whether there's a budget for it or not. So we'd have to ask.
Okay. Okay, Ken?
I think that's ill-advised because the NES should have advanced computer skills and awareness. It's not an archaic activity. I'm prejudiced in that regard. I'd want somebody who's
Hello.
Up to the time. And, I wouldn't want to try to get somebody through newspapers.
Was that Melinda that joined us?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Welcome. Okay.
Next time, repeat that number, Bill.
Okay. Sorry. All right. Okay. We're discussing right now helping find an NES. Okay.
Yeah, we got to get fast.
Did you finish what you were saying, Ken?
Yeah. Just I think it's adequate to go with internet websites, and then some of those might cost money if National has money to spend. I don't think there's any benefit to going to newspapers. They have a very short lifetime. You put an ad in the paper, it's there once. You might put an ad in a nonprofit journal because that's put out monthly. But other than that, and they have websites too, and they may charge for the advertising. But certainly not local newspapers.
Okay, well, if we're going to spend any money, we'd have to go through our management anyway. Okay. So,
this is Russell.
Okay, Russell, go ahead.
Can we look into, can we put off deciding about this until we know whether there's a budget? Because I think the idea of putting this in a journal is a very good one, and we should look into it. We shouldn't just be in such a hurry. We saw how poorly things turned out, or can turn out, without real careful attention and just pulling from the same pool of people all the time. But I think that's a good idea to, like Renee is saying, extend it and, as the other gentleman said, perhaps looking at a nonprofit journal would be a fine place to start.
Okay, well, this is Bill. Let me put myself on the stack real briefly. Just I want to remind everybody, the bylaws call for the nominations period to start June 1st. And the NES should be hired no later than 3 months before then, which is March 1st. So we're already behind, and so I agree we'd be great to have more time to look for an NES, but we didn't get to start on this early enough. So, I'm not ruling anything out. I'm just saying I hate to delay things too much.
Yeah, Mr. Chair.
And on the stack.
Sean,
Sean. Yeah.
You might also, many years ago when I was involved in another group, they got in touch with the Center for Democracy and Election Management, and you might also contact them and I guess go to their website or whatever, because they do a lot of both local elections, union elections, and countrywide elections. So they may be of some help too. But that's just off the top of my head.
Okay, can you email us that information?
I'll go pull it off the web and send it over to you.
Thank you. Or just send it to the whole committee.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Anyone anyone else? Are we? I think we're almost out of time again.
Ken, I concur with Bill. This is an urgent. We want to get moving on it, and we can adjust the motion to accommodate as much advertising as the budget will allow. Something like that.
Did you want to amend the motion? Did you want to amend the motion or just?
We are at time, guys. Thank you.
Time.
Okay.
Well, why don't we vote on the motion?
Okay. It's kind of advisory.
I'm going to read it back. The PNB Election Committee take on the task of distribution of the NES job specification to as diverse a group of free internet job sites as feasible. That's a bit of editorializing.
Okay. All right. Let me just ask, is there any objections to that motion?
I object to because of that, what I raised and what some other people raised, but we can just vote on it if you don't want to.
Okay. Okay, can you call the roll in for us, Ken?
Okay.
So if you're, again, we're voting on that motion that Tracy made that Ken repeated for us.
Great. So on that motion, Tracy?
Yes.
Okay. Anthony?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Sean?
Yes.
Okay, Ken, yes. Okay, Bill?
Yes.
Okay, Wesley?
Pass.
Okay. And Melinda, is Melinda on? No. Campbell?
Pass.
Okay. And Nay? Nay?
Oh, pass.
I am on there. I'm sorry. I thought you heard my vote. I said yes. This is Melinda.
Oh, Melinda is here. She says yes. Okay, back to Renee. Pass.
I abstain.
Abstain. Okay. Peter.
Pass.
Okay, and Alex.
Yes.
Okay, and Russell.
No.
Okay, and that's it. So to come back to the passes, I believe we have Wesley.
No. Oh, wait. I abstain.
Okay. And we have Campbell.
No.
Okay. And we have Peter. Peter Tucker, you passed.
Yep.
And your vote now is yes?
Yes.
Okay. So the motion passes. We have 8 yeses, 2 noes, and believe 2 abstentions.
Okay, thank you. So let's all we'll see if we can get this. I'll make sure we get the job description, and I'll check with Ahmad and Arlene and see if there's an update. And let's all see if we can at least get it posted on our individual stations' websites, and we can coordinate by email about other places, I guess. Is that reasonable, everyone? Okay. Next item on the agenda. But we postponed for approval of the minutes until Campbell could get a chance to look at them. So we're back to number 3 on the agenda, approval of February 22nd meeting minutes and March 8th work group minutes. So we'll start with the February 22nd minutes that Ken sent us the day after the meeting. Is there a motion to approve them?
So moved.
I had that.
Okay. Okay. Any corrections?
I had a question. On this, I'd raise a question first about the comment pertaining to the bylaws, presumably requesting an individual rather than a firm. But question on the motion that we have, and we were saying that the ED is encouraged to interview any candidates with previous local election experience. Is that it? Is that correct?
Now, are you reading from the minutes?
Yes. And the motion, as it's noted on, let's see, page 4, towards the top. The second line of the motion, was that supposed to state with local election experience or what?
Okay.
I'm not sure if the pages break the same place. What heading is this under?
Where are you?
Under review action items, 5 minutes, and then the per Tracy's amended motion, the committee will ask that, and then on the second line, it says with previous LES experience with the foundation.
Okay.
Was that correct? Accurate?
Do you remember, Tracy, what the motion?
I have the original wording of the motion. Just give me a sec. I'll look it up, and I think that is correct. I think that's how the motion was worded. Campbell amended it, but he didn't amend that part. The ED is encouraged to interview any candidates with previous LES experience with the foundation election process. It says encouraged.
Okay. So that was the motion we passed. Are there other corrections or questions about the minutes for February 22nd? Any objections to going and approving them? If you're hearing none, then they're approved. Thank you. Again, if anybody finds something later, we can always correct them later on, too. All right, the next minutes were from the work group. I don't know how many of you listened to the call who are not on the call, but I sent those out. Those were one of the ones that Tracy did for us. You want to make a motion to approve those, Tracy?
Okay. I make a motion to approve the draft March 8th minutes with two corrections that have already been made. One modification is that apparently I called Peter Tucker Peter Wolf, and I'm sorry about that, and I will fix it. And then to change on the pullout of Bill's item to correct if needed for one station to if needed for each station. So I move that with those two corrections, the minutes be approved.
Anything else?
Ken.
Anything? They're corrected?
Are they being sent out now?
They were sent out with the draft agenda. I sent them out early this morning.
Can I speak to that, please?
Yeah, is that Ken?
Yes, it's Ken. I don't see how anybody who didn't attend that meeting could approve or disapprove of the minutes. This vote should really be limited to those people that attended that work group.
Okay. Well, they could, if they listened to the...
That would include attendance if they listened on the stream.
Right.
But if they just, you know, reading about it, you know, got to take your word for who shot Kennedy, you know. You were there.
Right. Well, right now I'm basically asking if there's any corrections. If anybody knows of any, we can fix that. It's basically just recommendations to the committee anyway.
Yeah, I mean, again, this isn't anything binding, but...
Well, we're just trying to get a motion to approve the minutes.
They're in the email that I sent out at 1:44 a.m. Central Time this morning. It's right after the draft agenda.
Okay, I think I made that motion, so I don't know if there's objections to it or not, but...
Well, I was asking if there's any other corrections.
Yeah.
We've got about 13 seconds for this item, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. If there's no other objections, then we'll approve those work group minutes. Thank you. Okay. Next item on the agenda, find that again, is review of updates to January committee report on elections.
Okay.
I don't believe I got any other corrections or additions to that. Did anybody send me any?
This is Russell.
Yeah, Russell, go ahead.
I haven't had a chance, and maybe others haven't as well. I actually had some deaths, more than one death in my family.
Sorry to hear that, Russell.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. But I have really not had a chance to review this, and I'd really like to be able to review it and make comments. And I'm sure other people, it's only came out in January, and there's been little time, and I do hope that we can... I would just like more time to be able to...
speak to that.
What was that, Ken?
Yeah, Ken.
Go ahead, Ken.
I have my deepest sympathies, but we have a committee and we have an entire foundation waiting our work. So So I don't like holding up anything, because if there's one or two people that need more time to review something, it's unfortunate, but time presses, and big matters are at stake. We have to proceed with getting prepared for this election. It'll be on us before we turn around.
Well,
if there's any actionable motion activity that's going to come out of those document that was distributed, I don't think we should suspend it for review unnecessarily.
Did you want to say something else on there, Kent Russell?
Yeah. You know, it's not just me. I'm sure that other people would also like to review it, and I'm happy to just make a motion and ask everybody if that's okay. You know, I understand that the concerns are there, but it is an important matter, and the report is a crucial document. It's one of the reasons.
Okay, so you're moving that we postpone consideration?
Just a point of information before we do that. What were the updates in the report sent out? Because I'm trying to see where it is, and when was it sent out, Mr. Chair?
I didn't get any updates.
Okay.
So
there's nothing to review right now.
Right, although, well, I was hoping that if it was okay with everybody, we could go ahead and formally approve it. We didn't have quorum in the January meeting.
Okay.
We also didn't have quorum in the December meeting, so they haven't formally been approved by the committee.
Well, I'm confused.
Well, this is Russell. I'd like to move that we postpone that until, you know, whenever.
We already had that motion, didn't we? I'm sorry, as the secretary.
No.
We have a motion to postpone approval.
Well, we could postpone it again if the group wants to do that.
I'm a little confused, Mr. Chair. What exactly did not happen in January? It's not happening now. Because I'm looking at number 5, and I'm just a little confused, and I apologize for that.
Well, here's what... This is Tracy. I'm just going to say, it seems to me that the people who should have approved this report are the people that were involved in drafting and putting it together, namely last year's election committee.
Right.
And we're having a problem because we're this year's collection committee, and a lot of us
right.
don't know from that document. We don't necessarily feel any ownership of it. We've barely read it.
I've
so,
seen it.
Yeah. I mean, I feel a little uncomfortable, frankly, voting for it, too, although I may not be based on the substance. So if it doesn't ink up the works too much, I think we might want to give ourselves a little more time to review it. I don't think it has to be like 100 million years. It may be that we can approve it over email. It really is a question of people saying, does anyone object?
You know, is this the report that's supposed to come from Les? After
No. This is the report of the election committee itself. Really what it is, it's the report of last year's collection committee. It's not us. It's them.
I was on last year's, and
okay.
I'm bad right now because I'm really having
okay.
problems.
So what I'm saying is, it's your report. So basically for us new members, it's just a question of, do we object to your report? And maybe we do and maybe we don't. I don't know. But it's the report of the 2009 election committee.
Okay, Bill.
Sean, can I answer your point of information?
Yeah, please.
I mean, in terms of what it is, it was that the paper, I emailed it to the PNB, the new PNB,
okay.
for the DC meeting, and then I passed out paper copies. I think it was about 4 pages.
Yeah, now I know what you're talking about.
People were there at the PNB meeting. Now,
right.
I realize there's a lot of people on the committee that weren't there, but then I think I emailed it to all the committee afterwards. Maybe I didn't. I forget now.
No, I think you did.
Okay.
It's,
I know what you're talking about, too, Bill. Now, yeah, thanks,
yeah.
buddy.
And correct, it was basically
just that we didn't prepare
of things from last year.
Yeah,
Anthony here. Can I make a comment, too?
Yeah, Anthony, go ahead.
Approving or not approving that report doesn't impede the timetable for this year's election, so I don't see the urgency that this thing be done right away.
Yeah, now that I know what it is, I agree with you.
So maybe it's okay to table it till the next meeting with the agreement that we will pick it up and take care of it then?
Okay, postpone consideration, I think that's the proper term, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so that way it automatically goes on the agenda for next meeting?
Yep. Or if there was something pressing in there, send it out again, give everybody 48 hours, and just as Tracy recommended, just do a quick email approval. Is there anything pressing in there?
Are there any action items?
Yeah, are there any action items, Bill? I'm trying to remember.
The main recommendation was to encourage our management to make sure that the member list problem
right.
get fixed.
Right.
And to do it before the election starts. So that
yeah.
they need to get started on that pretty soon. I've already talked to Arlene about this, so she knows how I feel. But if it was to come from this committee, then we could approve. We could put it in the PNB when we get to this committee report at the next PNB meeting. Then it might get a little more attention. I don't know. And there were most of the rest of it was a listing of problems and
right.
and kind of general solutions, not real specific solutions. So not having more specifics.
This is Ken on the stack. If we table this to the next meeting, the report will not be presented to the PNB in the April meeting. Is that correct?
Right.
Wait a minute, why?
I'm asking.
The meeting's like 5 weeks in advance. We're going to meet again before 5 weeks.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, we have a meeting next week, I believe, don't we?
Also, didn't Bill, you distributed this report to the PNB already, didn't you?
Yes.
And what happened?
It wasn't something that they vote on. It was
right.
mostly information.
You were just giving them the report from the election
right.
committee, which is the report, right?
Right.
So has the PNB has seen it, correct?
Well, if they read it.
Yeah, right. So why are we even arguing this? They've already seen it. I mean, I'm happy to let them see it again, but it seems to me that they saw it in Washington, D.C.
Well, the reason they did it is because, again, it wasn't formally approved by the committee because we didn't have quorum in January.
Yes. This is Ken. I recall in the last meeting some of the members wanted an opportunity to add further information onto the report about problems in the local elections in their station area. And so we extended approval of the report to give a window of opportunity for people to submit problem reports. But none have been received.
Well, then they're out of luck. I mean, what else can
we
do?
I like to post business and move on. I don't like hanging things, you know. I have that kind of a problem in my life, you know. Bills go, you know, things go dormant. You start getting fines. You forget to send a card to your mom on her birthday. It's better to deal with things when you're dealing with it.
Okay, so we have a motion on the floor to postpone consideration of it until the next elections committee meeting. Is there any more? So that's the motion we're discussing right now. So anybody else want to talk about
I don't think postponement is open to debate, is it, Mr. Chair? I think you just either postpone or not. I don't think that it's a debatable question.
I think a motion to table is not debatable. I think motion to postpone is, I believe. I'm sorry, I don't remember all.
I'm going to have to run and get my Robert's Rules of Order. I left it.
Yeah. I don't have it in front of me, but
I don't know.
Well, can we go ahead and vote on motion to postpone consideration until next meeting?
Yep.
Let's do it.
Can you call the roll?
Motion to postpone consideration.
Just ask if there's any objections first, Bill.
Well, thank you. Okay. Were there any objections to postponing consideration to the next meeting?
None.
Okay. Hearing none, then we'll postpone it till the next meeting. And in the meantime, anyone who has any, if you can't find it, let me know and I'll email it to you again. And if you have any additions or changes or whatever, email those to me, or to me, email them to the whole committee. The PAC elections group is very useful for this sort of communication. It's easy to email to.
Right.
Okay.
Next item on the agenda, report from work group on RFP for contracted election tasks and cost savings proposals. 30 minutes. Tracy, do you want to summarize the recommendations or the 30 minutes from that?
Yeah, okay, I can do that. One sec, let me just open them up. Okay, so we met as a kind of informal committee. As agreed, myself, Dan Siegel, and Campbell Johnson were present. Also from the committee, I think Anthony Fest joined us, Bill Kurgier joined us. And we also had, let's see, Wesley Bethune, Peter Tucker, Renee Bowser, and Bonnie Simmons came as an ex-officio member of last year's election committee. So what we did is we went through a series of points in the RFP, about 20 of them, 17 altogether, which were particular tasks that existed on the RFP, and we tried to sort of sort out whether we thought these were contractable chunks of work. And we basically divided the conversation because it seemed like there were two conversations the committee could have, and one was urgent and one wasn't. And the first question was, is this maybe a contractable chunk of work for this year? And then the question of whether that chunk of work was defined correctly as something that we would be contracting out in future years is something that we left out of the conversation. It is something that hopefully the committee is going to talk about, but we didn't talk about it at that meeting on the 8th. So that's where we can find our conversation. And I don't know if it makes sense to go through all these items, so I think I'm just going to talk about the ones that we thought might be contractable. And that included the chunk of work that included laying out, proofing, printing, and mailing the ballots themselves, which, as Bill pointed out, has always been one of the choke points in the process. A lot of stuff comes in, and it's hard to get it out on time. And that perhaps a mailhouse printer design type entity might be able to do all of those things. We talked about election web pages for each station or having unified web pages on Pacifica.org that all had good links from the individual stations. And I believe Bill said that Otis and John at Pacifica.org were willing to kind of take that on as a project. So there would be a centralized election website at Pacifica.org, and the existing stations would just need to link into it. Sorry?
Who did you say would take that on?
Otis McClay, I believe.
Okay,
yeah, I talked to Otis.
Yeah, and there was, there were some questions on the call about his capacity to do that, which I'll just leave out there, but that was kind of what seemed to be the answer there. Then we talked about two other kind of chunks of work. We talked about the replacement ballot request process and whether some sort of a centralized tracking and logging system for that, maybe with an 800 number and an online form, would expedite things, and whether that was perhaps a chunk of work that a contractor could do for us. I think there was some ambivalence about that. We talked about whether this year we might ask our NES to test an online voting scenario, maybe with a very small election, like one staff election. But again, I'm not quite sure if that's doable or if we agree to that. And then we talked about the counting process and what was involved, which included getting the data into Choice Plus Pro compatible files, preventing ballot stuffing, verifying the ballots and the barcodes, verifying quorum, making 10 accurate STV tallies with Observer, counting the ballots, scanning the images, and copying the ballot files into a verifiable format. Certifying the election results and providing the round-by-round detailed files. And we felt potentially that chunk, which basically is the whole electronic counting process, was really kind of the second chunk that we thought could potentially be contracted out, if that's something that we wanted to do. So that's my summary, and if anyone else has stuff to add.
Right. And if anybody's missed that, it was in the... The email with the draft agenda about starting about halfway down under the PNB election subcommittee minutes. Okay, comments, questions, anyone?
I have a question.
So who is this?
Oh,
I can barely hear you. Okay.
Ken Aaron.
Good, Ken.
In that discussion about we could contract it out, was there any discussion as to why we would contract it out?
Mm-hmm.
The specific areas you discussed layout proof mailing and mailing out of the ballots. Currently, we don't do the mailing. We go to a mailing.
Right.
So the only thing is the layout and proofing. And in terms of scanning and evaluating the ballots, I don't know that we've had any problem with that, at least this year.